Standing at water's edge, a cancer nurse, her four-year-old son, and the shifting tides of leukemia. By Janice Post White, narrated by Melanie Carey. For my son, Brennan, who fought to win. And in honor of my twin, Jerry, the first and the best. Finisterre. The road, in the end, taking the path the sun had taken, into the western sea and the moon rising behind you, as you stood where ground turned to ocean. No way to your future now, but the way your shadow could take. Walking before you across water, going where shadows go. No way to make sense of a world that wouldn't let you pass, except to call an end to the way you had come. To take out each frayed letter you had brought and light their illumined corners, and to read them as they drifted on the late western light. To empty your bags, to sort this and to leave that, to promise what you needed to promise all along, and to abandon the shoes that brought you here, right at the water's edge, not because you had given up, but because now you would find a different way to tread, and because, through it all, part of you would still walk on, no matter how, over the waves. David White, in Pilgrim, 2014. Many Rivers Press, Langley, Washington. Author's note. When my four-year-old son, Brennan, was diagnosed with leukemia, I was a cancer nurse, researcher, and educator. Although I mostly worked with adults who had cancer, I knew what to expect regarding treatment options, side effects, and how to navigate the healthcare system. But I had no training as a cancer mom. I felt responsible to advocate for my son and guide my family through treatment, yet I felt vulnerable like every other parent who fears losing their child. Fear of the unknown is a human condition. Uncertainty frightens and immobilizes us. Brennan drew pictures to process and share his emotions. I buried my feelings and flew into action. My son survived his leukemia, but a decade off treatment, my fears came back to haunt me. The things we avoid have energy. I wrote this book to make sense of our experience and to finally face my fear of losing my son. Through my family's story and my struggle to negotiate my roles as both mother and cancer expert, I share my personal and professional insights on survivorship, resilience, and healing. Brennan, too, shares his pictures, journals, and dreams, reflecting on how illness shapes our lives and reframes our priorities is important to moving on with meaning and purpose. You, too, can learn to let go of the fears, guilt, and anxieties that haunt you in the middle of the night. Because events in this audiobook happened 10 to 20 years ago, I relied on my journals, notes, and photographs, and my son's medical records to stir my memories and remind me of facts and feelings. Throughout his treatment, I wrote scenes and dialogue in my journal to help me capture and process my feelings, confusion, or uncertainty. As a researcher by nature and training, I did my best to validate experiences and confirm facts and put them in perspective as accurately and honestly as I could. Although the treatment protocols today for children with cancer include many of the same medications, schedules and roadmaps have changed, and in some cases, new medications have been added. Clinical trials continually evolve with the goal to increase survival and reduce long-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?